This is Stephen Colbert with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your daily news update for Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. Today's weather includes snow, mainly before 9 a.m., but widespread blowing snow can be expected in the afternoon. Temperatures will fall to around negative 5 by 5 p.m. Wind chill values will be as low as negative 30. Otherwise, it'll be blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible on top of the 3 to 5 inches predicted from last night. There will be widespread blowing snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees tonight, and wind chill values as low as 35. Expect widespread blowing snow through the weekend. The National Weather Service placed the corridor on winter snow warning between 6 p.m. last night until 6 a.m. Saturday morning in advance of a major winter storm bringing high winds and with them bitter wind chill of some 30 to 40 degrees below zero. Because of the extreme cold, local public works departments can do little to prepare roads for the weather to come. The cities of Cedar Rapids and Marion said they will not be pre-treating roads ahead of the storm, so expect difficult travel conditions. Crypto Bros donated to Iowa Democrats in 2022. The Iowa Democratic Party said Wednesday it is looking into a $250,000 campaign donation from Nishad Singh, a former executive of the cryptocurrency company FTX. Singh's large donation was first reported by the Des Moines Register. That was not the only donation Iowa Democrats received from FTX leaders in 2022. A separate $10,000 donation from Singh to the state party on the same date is recorded in federal campaign finance records. Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX's founder and CEO, donated $9,756.20 to the Iowa Democratic Party on August 31st, $2,900 to Democratic Representative Cindy Axne on October 17th, and $5,000 to a PAC that supported Axne on September 28th, according to federal campaign finance records. Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas recently and faces myriad charges of fraud and money laundering. Singh donated more than $8 million to Democratic candidates and causes in 2021 and 2022, according to federal campaign finance records. Bankman-Fried donated more than $40 million to various political candidates and causes from both major parties, according to federal records. Pearson lays off 50 in Iowa City and closes offices. Pearson is laying off 50 employees at its Iowa City facility in North Dodge, an office it recently closed and, quote, opened opportunities for employees to work in one of our Cedar Rapids facilities, a spokesman for the company said. The Iowa City layoffs are part of changes Pearson is making to invest in priorities that will better serve our customers and drive growth in a rapidly changing market, said Dan Nelson, vice president of Pearson's global media relations team, to the Gazette on Wednesday. We understand these changes are difficult for those whose jobs are affected, Nelson said in an email, and we have been transparent with all impacted employees, offering ample notification, a generous severance package, and outplacement services. Marion United Methodist Church may be among the CDBG grant applications, a renovation that seeks to breathe new life into Marion Methodist Church, a historic building that was saved from demolition through last-minute deal this year, is among several projects looking for city support letters to apply for a community development block grant program. The Marion City Council will vote Thursday night on approving letters of support for the five projects that are looking to submit applications. The federal block grant disaster funds are allocated to the Iowa Economic Development Authority through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Linn County will receive 80% of the overall $57.6 million, while the other 20%, about $11 million, will be used in Marshall, Tama, and Benton counties. The IEDA has 6 years to fully spend the funds.